Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, you'll get to meet the new co-host I have on The Breakfast Show. Test.
Exam.
Sorry, that's my tummy rumbling, by the way, Mick. Oh, that's a bit embarrassing. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:37 on your Wednesday morning. It is time to stick it to the bin man. And all you need to do, as always, is listen very carefully to a clip from yesterday's show and then answer a question based upon it. And today's clip comes from the Social Ammunition, where Matt brought us news of a new kind of advent calendar on the market this coming C word.
Now there is an advent calendar for... Just bags of different bag, different flavour for every
like
day.
Normal size or mini.
Yeah. But they're posh by Pipers.
Maybe you could get one for your neighbour, Dave.
Ah, yes, yeah, yeah. We heard about earlier. He's a fan of. Yeah.
They'll all be gone by the 2nd of December, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So, to stick it to the bin man, what is behind each door in this newfangled advent calendar? That's the question. Your names and your answers, please. Send them along to 8 12 15. This is your chance to get some merch.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wickes.
Clear away your garden clutter this autumn with an 80-litre incinerator. Was £28, now £20.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wickes.
6:45 on a Wednesday morning is the perfect time to give away some merch. Comes in the shape of a bin sticker. Yes, my face and a QR code that lets you listen to all this absolute radio goodness that you can stick on the front or the side of your wheelie bin. So whether it be out the front of your house or the place where you reside all of the time, then, I mean, the marketing spend we're saving on that is incredible. So thanks. Or whether you bring them out once a week or twice a week or once a fortnight for the bin people to come and collect, your neighbours can look across the road and go, wow, that's cool.
Yes,
Glenn. That's what I imagine they're saying up and down the land. And joining us right now on line one is Hillary. Good morning, Hillary.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Hillary, the warmest welcome to the show. So yourself and your husband, you're big fans, which is so lovely to hear. A little bit of absolute 80s, a little bit of absolute radio 90s. But Hillary, which I like, her favourite way of consuming The Breakfast Show? In podcast form. That's right. No songs, no ads. Just us chatting away. What's not to love? So, Hillary, when we were talking during that last song there, you made a little request, and I'm not going to lie, you could have given me a million years, 1,000 monkeys and 27 typewriters, and I never would have come up with what you were going to say. But you're desperate to talk to Old Swiss.
Yeah, where is he?
Hang on, he's just here. Call security to Studio One. Well, say hello then, Swiss.
Hello, Hillary.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You have made my Wednesday, thank you.
And you've made mine.
Wow.
What the hell is going on?
I have no idea. The producers have taken over the asylum. is it the pen knives that do it for you? Is it what is it, Hillary? What is it about Old Swiss? I've got to know.
Well, what's not to love? Dragon's Den, pen knives, escape rooms, hero.
You know what? You don't even have to answer the question. I'm going to send you the bin sticker. And do you know what? We're going to get Old Swiss to sign it for you. We're going to get a little message written on your bin sticker and we'll send it to you right now.
Dave, that's brilliant. I just have a question for you, though.
Oh, OK.
Which bin would you like it to go on? It's your choice.
Oh. Turning the tables.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I have to bring Old Swiss in on this one, won't I? Because it's your signature. Oh, yeah. I think we go recycling.
Yeah, recycling's a favourite,
isn't
it?
We'll go for the recycling, please, Hillary. Thank you for asking.
Consider it done, and as soon as it's on there and I receive it, I will send you a picture.
Oh, Hillary, look, this is absolutely
of the bin.
Perfect. Can you be in it as well? Like a nice selfie with the bin and Swiss's signature in there as well. What a lovely thing. I'll frame it and put it on my mantelpiece. Hillary, you've been a charm. By the way, the advent calendar's full of crisps, just in case anyone out there was wondering. That's what you can get on the market.
Oh, we never got to answer that, didn't I?
Yeah, that sounded like a political code or something. Like that. Report Secret Services, the advent calendar is full of crisps.
Old Swiss is leaving the building by the back door. Hillary, we'll speak to you soon. Thank you for tuning in. Love to your husband. See you soon.
Cheers,
Dave. Thanks, team. Cheers, Hillary. Well, that's what we love. And if you'd like to win some merch and stick it to the bin man, then you can around this time, tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 12 minutes past 7 on your Wednesday morning. Coming up here on The Breakfast Show, a game of 5 words, 5 grand. We'll be getting underway in about 16 minutes' time. Plus, up next, your chance to earn your shout-outs in a game of how old? But right now, well, it's time for the social ammunition. Emma and Glenn are going to be bringing us all we need to know from across social media. And let's start with Emma.
OK, we start, of course, with huge balls bouncing down one of the busiest roads in London.
OK.
Huge silver ball balls, apparently from a Christmas display, bouncing down Tottenham Court Road. It's like real-life Rocket League, some people are saying. It's like, and one of them just hits a lamppost and all the silver wrapping just, like, disappears off of it, flies off like a bit of tinfoil. It's so satisfying.
It's remarkable to watch, isn't it? If you could put like some really nice, calming, classical music to that, it would just be beautiful. It'd be like the carrier bag floating in American Beauty.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll post the video online so that you can see it. Someone is saying it's actually an art installation from a music launch, but I prefer the narrative that they're Christmas decorations. And the caption is, that will teach them for putting up Christmas decorations in November.
Yes, at last they're learning.
If I was walking down Tottenham Court Road and they came towards me, I think I'd just go, well, if it's my time to go, yes. I guess.
And what a way to go.
Yeah. Natural causes, they'll call it.
Okay, Glenn, you've got 5 seconds to write a witty line about this. Boom!
Elsewhere this morning, what people have been talking about, obviously, is in the last 24 hours, they've announced the I'm a Celeb lineup. And joining the likes of Boy George, Mike Tindall, and Lionesses Jill Scott is Matt Hancock, former cabinet minister, has decided to join the I'm a Celeb jungle. And the thing is, it makes sense. You know, it's only ever gone well when politicians have gone on reality shows in the past. They've always done it with a tremendous amount of respect and dignity.
Mm. Now, would you like me to be the cat?
Yes, please.
So, for some reason, Matt Hancock has decided to join the likes of other... Now, lots of other politicians have done it in the past. Ed Balls has done Strictly. Mm. Nadine Dorries, a decade ago, was in I'm a Celeb. Penny Morden did Splash. I think we all remember. Incidentally, my drag name is Glennie Morden. But that's a separate thing. But
yeah, we were on the same bill.
What Matt Hancock is going to do on I'm a Celeb, because he's obviously going to get selected for all the Bush Tucker trials. Mm. He's going to eat a lot of kangaroo anatomy.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I mean, I don't know if he's going to get to wear his black turtleneck that he did when he went on the news, like Dapper Laughs. It's going to be a really strange experience.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Do you agree with him going in?
No, I don't. In fact, I think that if anyone enters into politics to represent you at any level, one of the questions should be from us, the people, to them is like, do you have any desire to go into the jungle at this point in time or at any point during the future? And if the answer to that is yes, then unfortunately you cannot represent us, particularly not at an incredibly high level during a very challenging time.
Yeah. It should rule you out in the same way that, like, when you go to the airport and you have to take that form that says, are you a terrorist? And you go, what? Why would I take that?
Jungle, yes or no. But you've been saying in the news, Emma, that he says he wants to use it as a platform to get important messages across.
He wants to reach people, he says, that aren't normally necessarily interested in politics.
Yeah, but everybody watched the podium show. I don't know what his real name was. Everyone watched the podium show. You literally had a podium. Come on, Matty. Literally. What more do you need?
Yeah. So, anyway, that's
your social
media.
Action.
You'll be talking about it later.
Viral,
and I've saved
trending,
your data.
It's gaining traction.
Oh, it's a mess. It's a mess.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This week here on The Breakfast Show, there is a brand new way of you earning your shout.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
And it's named Harold? So I have three famous people. But can you tell me which one of them is 74 years old? Hmm. Which one of these three people is 74 years of age? Is it A, Stevie Nicks, B, Brian May, or C, King Charles III? So, A, B, or C? A is Stevie Nicks, B is Brian May, C is King Charles III. Only one of those people is 74 years old, but who? Now, I need your names, your answers, and for this to work, I want to know where you are and a flavour of what you're doing right now, or the person's name that you're giving a shout-out to. You're going to be earning them in about 6 minutes' time. So, A, B, or C, who is 74? 8, 12, 15. Good luck.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Maintain your garden this autumn and keep it looking clear with Wix bark chippings. Was £11, now just £7.50.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Ah, not 64, Paul. No, 74 today. Who is 74? Was it Stevie Nicks, Brian May, or King Charles III? If you could tell me the answer to that, then you could get a shout-out. We had a stack of incorrect answers for this one. Mm. Lots of people are convinced one of those people is substantially older than the others.
Mm. We both got it wrong.
Yeah, we did.
Who did you think it was?
I thought it was Brian May.
You thought it was Brian May?
Emma, I thought it was King Charles, but sneaky, sneaky. His birthday is in a couple of weeks' time.
It is in a couple of weeks' time, and in fact, he is the whippersnapper of the group at a mere 73 years of age. The answer is Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks is 74 years old. Brian May is the oldest of the group at 75, and as you say, Emma, King Charles III is going to have his birthday in about a fortnight's time. So, correct answers, earning their shout-outs. Mo sitting, eating porridge, contemplating the day ahead after a week in Vegas. Just sat on the edge of your bed, staring into the middle distance.
Saying things like, I know how old the king is.
I didn't when I went away, but I do now come back. What happened to me? Steve and Stu from Sheffield cutting chicken in the cold. Claire in Gateshead doing some cross-stitching on her day off. Mr Hopkins being chauffeured to work in a blustery Plymouth. And Sam and Stu from Hull thinking of animal parts for Hancock to chew on. So, yes, Stevie Nicks is older than the king. Which I think's a unique sentence, but certainly a consideration for a podcast name. Well done, everybody. Stevie Nicks is 74, and how old? We'll return tomorrow on The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Here we go.
£5. £5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, it is time once again for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win, undeterred by our strap line. And on line one, we have Mick. Good morning, Mick.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Hello. Mick, welcome to the show. Mick loves the main station. He's main station Mick, and it is a charm having him on board and tuned in. Mick, you're also a Nottingham Forest supporter.
Yeah, I am, yep.
Matt's bringing them all to the yard, isn't he? We had one yesterday. they're everywhere. Matt is unfortunately off today, Mick. Do you have a preference out of Emma or Glenn who you'd like to play with this morning?
No, whatever the generator brings up, I'm happy.
Whatever the generator brings up, you are happy. Well said, Mick. Let's give it a spin.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn
Moore. Free choice.
Emma Jones. Glenn Moore. Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn
Moore.
Glenn Moore. Glenn Moore.
All right.
Glenn Moore is in play. Mm.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Mick, Glenn Moore has left the studio, so I am now able to give you five words. I want you to say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Glenn is most likely to give me, because if Glenn's five words are exactly the same as your five words, then, sir, I can give you £5,000, and that would make me very happy, as I'm sure it would you as well, Mick.
It would, thank you.
OK, let's get down to business. Here we are. Thank you, Hype Beast Womble. Oh. OK, your first word is north.
South.
Yeah.
Sing, S-I-N-G, sing.
Song.
Yeah.
Test.
Test.
Yeah, T-E-S-T, test.
Exam.
Blue. Sorry, that's my tummy rumbling, by the way, Mick. That is really cutting through the tension, isn't it?
Somebody get him some breakfast.
Let me get my porridge pot. I promise I'll try and eat something during the next song, Mick, before we get to giving the money away. That's no good, is it? Let me put this up nice and high. There we go. Let's try and drown that out, shall we? Move the microphone over here a little bit. Okay. The next word is blue. B-L-U-E, blue.
Sky.
Sky. And finally, the word is water.
Ooh, water bottle.
Water bottle, nice. Okay, Mick, I'm sorry about the interruption from my tummy, but you remained cool, calm and collected, and you have given us a good set of words here, so please do stay on line one. Glenn is back in play next.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get a splash of colour for less with Dulux Standard Coloured Emulsion. 2.5 litres. Was £20, now £15.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
And just like that, Glenn Moore is back in the studio and Mick has been waiting patiently on line one. Mick, it's time to get down to business. Feeling good?
So-so.
OK, so-so. Well, Glenn can turn a so-so into a double thumbs-up.
Can I? OK, yeah. Yeah, sure. Let's do it. Let's do it.
As we say, north.
South.
Correct. There we go. That's one thumbs-up. Sing.
Oh. Along.
Oh. Thumbs down. Sing song.
Sing song.
Sorry, God. Mick, you've not won the money today. You've got a nice set of answers here. Let's keep going, shall we? What have we got for test?
Results.
Oh, we had exam. Yeah, we also had this happen whilst you were out of the room. Listen to this. Test.
Exam.
Blue. Sorry, that's my tummy rumbling, by the way, Mick. Honestly. How loud... That's not acceptable, is it? I'm so sorry,
disappointed.
I thought it was your response to the answer.
That's my co-host. When Matt's not here, my tummy steps up. Why, Mick? Why? And also, as well, it's like my kind of inner 15-year-old. It's just like GCSE time. Someone said test, and I went... You're not prepared. Why don't you revise? Mick, listen, let's do the final two words. We've got blue.
Sky.
Correct. Yes. And water.
Full.
Bottle. Mick, really nice chatting with you, my friend. We will send your regards to Matt Dyson when he's back on the show.
Okay,
and we'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you very much.
Okay, nice one, man. Thank you for tuning in. So we are going to be playing again tomorrow. Oh. If you'd like to... If you'd like to have a go, call right now, 0330-123-1215. If you've got an Amazon smart speaker, just say this to it, and you can get some practice in.
£5,000. Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's 11 minutes past 8 on your Wednesday morning, and traditionally, on this day, in this section of The Breakfast Show, we would always ask you to hand in the cool badge. And today, it's back. We've not done it in ages. Emma, you must have a pile to hand in.
I've been stacking them up, let me tell you.
I won't cast any aspersions against your cool character. But yeah, I mean, everyone must be stacking up the cool badges, saying, Dave, when are you going to bring it back? I'm buckling under the weight of them all. Send them in to 8-12-15. Have you, or of course someone you know, said or done something seriously uncool? And as always, it may have been a while, but some things never change. It's only fair that I get the ball rolling. So, we basically have been working on Evie asking if she can interrupt adults talking. It's one of the things. She's going to be 4 in December. So she used to just kind of come in and blurt things out. And we thought it would be a nice
thing to teach her going forward to make her a more rounded and better person. If she could go, in my eyes, she goes, excuse me, Papa, may I interrupt and contribute to the conversation you're having with Mama? It's not quite like that. She just, like, whacks me on the arm and goes, Daddy, Daddy! So anyway, you know, we're getting there. So that's not the cool badge thing, by the way. The other day, Evie was desperate to join in the conversation I was having with Sarah Jane, and I said, Evie, you've got to be stern. You know, that's the only way this is going to land. Mm-hmm. I said, Evie, can you just wait a moment, please? Daddy's talking to Mummy. And she kind of went, yeah. What was I telling Mummy? I was telling Mummy the origin story to Captain America. So there's my cool badge. I'm not letting my daughter join in or interrupt with something really important.
We'll put out that fire in a minute, Evie.
Exactly. This is very important.
Yeah. So he chose to go in, and that's when he bulked up. So that's why I'm handing in the cool badge, because, you know, to silence your only child because you're desperate to tell the origin story of a Marvel character is as uncool as it gets. So, Emma, unburden yourself, my child.
Well, I'm going to throw my husband under the bus.
Yay!
Actually.
Of course.
Just the other night. So, as you know, we work very early hours. We go to bed early. My husband, Stefan, who has no excuse, he works normal people hours, just turned to me the other evening when we were sitting in front of the TV and he goes, God, that got late fast. It's 7:30.
Oh, yeah.
7:30.
Give me the badge, Stefan. Give me the badge. And you guys out there, come and join in. That's the kind of thing we're after. We've started, you finish. The number is 8-12-15. Give me the badge.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Would you like to hand in the cool badge? Well, you can. Give it to me at 8-12-15. Tracy's got in touch saying, morning, Dave and the team. Here's my cool badge. I got very excited. I mean very, very excited because B&M have got the Christmas biscuits in. Is that okay, I think, isn't it?
I don't know.
Anything to do with biscuits is fine by me.
Yeah, anything in a tin. I only ever eat from a tin at Christmas and I like eating from a tin.
Roast dinner from a tin.
Yeah, everything from a tin. Makes me feel sophisticated. So my tummy's always rumbling.
Yeah.
I can't get the lid off my tin. My breakfast in there. Come on. Dave, I recently purchased a unicycle.
Yep.
100%.
There we go, that's it. Thank you.
This is from Mark, who even in brackets puts grown up, because Mark has gone one step further. He also has Heelys.
Oh, no. My God. The shoes with wheels.
Yeah, now, the hype beast Womble producer Mark has just said when his daughter gets Heelys, I believe, that's right, yeah, Heelys. I don't even like to say the name out loud. He's going to get some.
No.
They do Heelys in, like, what, are you, size 10 or something? They do Heelys in 9.
9 if you're listening, Heelys.
All right, Matt Dyson.
It was like we were channeling, like we were doing a seance. The spirit of Matt Dyson has entered Mark's body.
Surely if you're a unicyclist, you just need the one Heely.
If you could wear your Heelys and unicycle, you could go on Britain's Got Talent, Mark. I mean, but yeah. Mark does say, in fairness, sometimes I even hate myself.
If Mark is like 5 or 6, this is fine.
Oh, it's 100% fine for kids.
Yeah,
you Heely around. I mean, there's no way I could let Evie have any Heelys because they just make me so nervous. When I see other kids suddenly scoot up on something. And like,
Terrifying.
But, I mean, I won't feel the same about Mark. I'll just be like, go for it, mate. Glenn, do you want to hand in the cool badge?
Yeah, I got absolutely told by a 5-year-old the other day. I assume 5. Because our upstairs neighbours really go big on Halloween. And so they have the symbol outside the home for pumpkin, which means that we get knocked on as well for trick-or-treat. So my girlfriend and I got a huge salad bowl and we filled it with more chocolates than we thought we'd need so that we'd then have the surplus chocolates afterwards. But we got knocked on the door loads and loads and loads. And I opened up the door and some kids went, trick-or-treat! And I went, trick-or-treat! And then the 5-year-old went, you don't say it.
Give me the badge.
Yeah, and then just took chocolates, like, wordlessly from me, maintaining eye contact, and then just walked away. No thank you or anything like that. But I don't get to say trick-or-treat if I'm the one handing out.
I think you're supposed to say treat. And then you give them the... It's like a question.
Well, next time I'll say trick and slam the door on her face.
I hate her.
Yeah. No, I hate her as well. I've never even met her. What would have made it worse if she just heelied away backwards?
Yeah.
whilst maintaining eye contact. You know, I saw that as well when I was trick-or-treating with Evie. We all the kids knocked on the door and the guy came downstairs, opened the door because he had all the stuff outside. Mm. And obviously he was from the flat upstairs and he was not partaking. And he actually came down, he gave all the kids the evils and pressed the other doorbell. Outside the door and then shut the door and just disappeared inside.
Wow.
It was tough out there this year, guys. It was tough. Right, come and hand in the badge, the number 81215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get a new look for less with Crown Standard Coloured Emulsion 2.5 litres. Was £16, now £13.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Good morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Keep those cool badges coming. The number for any newbies out there is 81215. Dave, cool badge. My husband got excited that he got Bluey PJs for his 40th birthday. PJ. Now, firstly, Bluey is one of the great children's television programmes. Mm. But, Jane, I must say, fancy gifting somebody something just so you can then take their cool badge. Yeah. Hey, come gather around. Look, he's about to open his birthday present. Oh, look how happy he is. Give me the cool badge. So cruel, isn't it? Mike in Plymouth got in touch saying, good morning, guys. I'm a cleaner, and I actually said out loud yesterday to the team, I have a favourite wet floor sign. And
there's
then
more
just
than
the
one?
Face plant emoji. You haven't lived, Mike. You haven't lived. Keep them coming, whether it be Bluey, PJs, wet floor signs. That's all cool badge territory. Once again, that number is 81215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
It's coming up to 8:35 on your Wednesday morning. It is a charm having you all handing in your cool badges once again here on the show. Let me tell you. And joining us right now, it's Jack. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello.
Hello. Jack, the warmest of welcomes to the show. So you're not handing in your own cool badge. You are claiming that of your own sister.
I am. I'm dropping her in today.
OK. Her name is Ashley. You guys work together. What is it you do?
We run a groundworking company doing new build housing, stuff like that.
Right, OK, lovely. So it's a family business, but that doesn't mean you're not going to dob her in and hand her badge over to me. So,
exactly.
Jack, tell us exactly what your sister Ashley has done to deserve the cool badge treatment.
She has bought some very special socks that are super, super fluffy and look like mops, so that when she's mopping the floors at home, she doesn't smudge the floor.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, Emma, you're liking this,
that
right?
That is my kind of purchase.
You can see them. They're those kind of fibre mops that you get, those dusters, but in sock form that you then can get in a range of colours. What colour did she go for, Jack?
Of course she went for the bright pink.
She went for the bright pink. So I presume she hasn't got a carpeted house.
No, all tiled.
Yeah,
tiled.
Yeah, you imagine the static electricity's going on. So, does she walk around in them even if she's not mopping? Does she use it as a way to mop the floor?
I wouldn't put it past her, Dave, to be fair.
Like a human Roomba. And when she kind of goes to sleep at night, does she stand in a bucket in the corner of the room?
Slowly rotating.
When you first saw these, Jack, did she do a big unveiling? Did she go, wait till you see what I've bought, Jack, my beloved brother. Don't tell anyone about this, particularly not on national radio. That kind of thing. Were you taken aback? Is there a little bit of you that's even slightly jealous?
To be fair, Dave, the buying of the socks isn't the uncool bit. The uncool bit was the sheer excitement of which she was telling everybody about them. And I've got to chop myself in a little bit because I do sort of want a pair.
Here we go.
I want a pair so badly. I never even heard of these things until I started speaking to you, Jack, and now I've got them up. They're in my basket. I'm going to be buying them. Listen, man, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for handing in your sister's cool badge. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you very much, guys.
Nice one, Jack.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Clear away your garden clutter this autumn with an 80-litre incinerator. Was £28, now £20.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
It's your Wednesday morning. We are about 14 minutes away from the news and sport and then the launch of the No Repeat Guarantee, meaning you will not hear the same song twice between 9 and 5 across the entire Absolute Radio Network. talk a bit wise. Well, it's very exciting because every single day this week on the show, I'm giving you a chance to win an amazing tech bundle and £500 cash, all thanks to EE, who make your data go further with Stay Connected. They'll never disconnect you from essential apps such as Maps and Messaging, even if you are out of data. Which is a very smart idea, EE. Well done. Now, you register to play on The Breakfast Show by heading online to absoluteradio.co.uk/win, which is exactly what Laura has done. Good morning, Laura.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello.
Morning.
Laura, welcome to the show. So it's half term in South Wales, where you are.
Yep. It's been a bit of a week.
Bit of a week. You've got a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old.
I have, yes.
Wow. Okay, Laura. Do you want to give them a shout-out? Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Poppy and Jacob. Well done to my daughter, Poppy. She's been doing her Rise Awards in gymnastics this week. So
to Poppy, everyone. Well done, kids. Well done. We were talking during the song. You've also got a puppy as well.
Rolo. He's 6 months Cavapoujon.
Now, I know EE will be thrilled when I say, how much does your dog weigh? No, we won't do that here. We won't do how much does your dog weigh here. Not with EE. They don't want that. So this is what's going to happen. In front of me, I have 5 tech-based questions. For each question you answer correctly, we'll add another item to your tech bundle. Plus, Laura, the amazing news is, just for coming on air, bragging about your kids, talking about your cute new puppy, you've got £500. That's all yours. So well done.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Couldn't have come at a better time.
Lovely. Okay, I am pleased to hear that. We've got the 60-second timer lined up. This is for all that tech goodness. Good luck.
Okay.
Here we
go.
For the battery charging case, what does SMS stand for? Is it so many Sandras or short messaging service?
Short messaging service.
Yes, it is. Question 2, for the Amazon Echo smart speaker, who is the founder of Amazon? Is it Jeff Bezos or Bez from the Happy Mondays?
Jeff Bezos.
It is Jeff Bezos. Okay, for the Lavazza Voicy smart coffee machine, who is the owner of Twitter? Is it Elon Musk or Elon Crust?
Elon Musk.
It is. It's Musky Musky Blue Tick Snatcher. Question 4, for the Samsung Galaxy Tab S6, what does VR stand for? Very real or virtual reality?
Virtual reality.
Correct. And for the complete set for the Samsung Galaxy S21, hang on, I've got to get to say it again. I've started, so I'll finish. Tell us, which song is Emma Jones playing on the Nokia 3310? Here we go. People on the bus hate her. So, is it Bohemian Rhapsody or the theme song from this morning?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
It is! Yeah. You've done it! You've got the full lot. You have got the portable battery charging case, the Amazon Echo smart speaker, the Voicy smart coffee machine, the Samsung Galaxy Tab S6, the Samsung Galaxy S21, and you've got £500 in cash. Well done.
I can't believe it. That's amazing. Thank you. That's just made my day. That's made my half term.
Okay, well, good luck with the rest of it. Send our love to the kids and we'll speak to you real soon, Laura. Thank you for tuning into the show. And that was all thanks to EE, who make your data go further with Stay Connected. They'll never disconnect you from essential apps like Maps and Messaging, even when you're out of data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Wednesday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And I'm so pleased to say, back after a long old time away, so does your opportunity to hand in the cool badge. We've had so many, we had to squeeze a few more in, including this from Sam in Telford, who says, Dave, yesterday at work, as I walked into the toilets, I fist pumped and let out an audible, get in, when I noticed the floor had been freshly mopped, indicating they had indeed been freshly cleaned. Here's my badge, Chief. Dave, my fiancé Sean is working away at the moment. We were on the phone the other night talking about when he gets back, and he said, oh, babe, I can't wait to get back and wear my nice slippers. That's from Esther from Gloucestershire. Sean, give me the badge.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Wednesday morning. It is time to say cheerio and thank you very much indeed for tuning into the show. There is a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast out and about. Matt Dyson's not here to name it, so I'm going to step up to the plate. My options include Dragon's Den, Penknives and Escape Rooms, What's Not to Love. That was Hillary's touching tribute to Old Swiss earlier this morning. You literally have a podium. Stevie Nicks is older than the King. Thinking of Animal Parts for Hancock to chew on. Size 9, if you're listening, Heelys. The spirit of Matt Dyson has entered the Hypebeast Womble's body. And a human Roomba. So they're my options. And I've got to go with the first in that pile of names, a touching tribute to producer Dave. Yes, Old Swiss over there. Dragon's Den, Penknives and Escape Rooms. What's Not to Love is the name of the Daily Podcast. Coming up next, we'll bring you details on how you could be winning £100,000 this coming Friday. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. sharp. So until then, stay entertained, but try and stay safe. Arrivederci.